Welcome back. John McDonald with you on this Saturday morning. If you'd like to join us, 879-WGIN is our number. 879-9426. Our website is 560WGIN.com, where you can click on Email John. Time coming up on to 7:10. With me in the studio now is our neighbor from down the hall from Big Hits 100.9, Chuck Igo. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, John.
You and I belong to a very exclusive club. We are the only two staffers at Portland Radio Group who are published authors. You have a new book called Taken Identity, and I read somewhere that this is your debut.
Yes.
Work.
That's the one.
Is it a novel?
Yeah, it's a novel. It's a fiction. It's a, you know, hopefully a spy thriller.
Well, see, when people ask me what I'm writing now, I suppose the thing I'm writing now could be called a novel, but I say I don't want to call it a novel because people don't read novels anymore. But no, I'm just joking. People do read novels. Taken Identity is a real thriller, international thriller, set in places all over the world, including Maine.
Including Maine. Chapter 2, Kennebunkport to the back door here at the park.
The back door at Portland Radio Group.
I started it back in 1996, and it took me about 2.5 years to write.
11 years ago.
Stolen moments at a lunch hour. A little, I like to call it my quiet, fist-shaking rage at the political scene of the moment in which we had a scandal in the White House.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of finger-waggers from both sides of the political fence. And one of them, just it struck me as odd. It just, to me, was a feeling. I said, you know, there's something more to this that we don't know about this one finger-wagger.
Right.
And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be funny if he was like a Soviet leftover KGB spy? So that's where the book goes.
It is. It involves a president embroiled in scandal. Who could imagine such a thing?
Well, ripped from the headlines of the day at the moment. There,
it's over 500 pages. This is a substantial
612, I guess, beginning to end.
The provocative cover shows somebody opening their dress shirt, and underneath is a hammer and sickle T-shirt. But on the front, he's obviously wearing an American flag tie. And is this the main character doing this?
It could be. It could be one of several.
It's a clever cover. And, of course, a cover has an important job, and that is to get somebody to pick it up out of all the thousands of books available in a bookstore. And I think this is the type that would do it. You say, what? Wow, hammer and sickle. Tell us a little about the book and how
about the book itself. The story is it's a big what if. Conspiracy theorists will love it. Some may get to the end of it and say, see, I knew it. But and again, it's like, what do we really know about people? And in the case contemporary parlance of identity theft, to what extremes will people go to achieve a certain ends? And perhaps in this story we see how drastic it can get, hence Taken Identity, as opposed to just a theft.
You are a broadcast professional. You've worked at radio stations in both Maine, and you're a Massachusetts boy.
Yes.
From
originally from Cambridge, went to high school in Burlington, wound up with the Navy up in Brunswick back in 78, and I've been here ever since.
So you've been around, and you've been hosting Big Hits 100.9.
This time around for about 5 years now.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
And of course, you're doing very well in that vocation.
Well, it keeps us off the street, as we like to say in radio.
You know, I mean, people, I'm sure they wonder, where do you get the time? You said you stolen moments.
Stolen
here and
moments. It started on lunch hours.
Do you have a laptop?
I did not when I first started, so it would literally be scooting home at the time when I was working for our country cousins as a production director. I had gotten to the end of about 5 months, and I had to do a backup of all the commercial copy we had written. And it was over 700 pages. And I said, you know, I said, this is a book.
Yeah.
And then I said, so what can I do with that?
Right.
And I began the story, had literally the title and the cover in mind from the end of chapter one. I mean, for me, it's personal satisfaction to be able to have seen it through.
Absolutely.
From beginning to end. It's just one of those things on the list that people may have, the to-do list of things. One I can cross off.
If people want a copy of Taken Identity, I know I read a list of places last week.
Yeah. Locally, we are at Nonesuch Books over at Mill Creek in South
Fine
Portland.
Fine bookstore.
Once and Again Books and CDs, Mark McCutcheon's small bookstore up at Dunstan Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And as of hopefully about 1:15 tomorrow, we'll be in Borders over by the
Great.
Mall. So just a few.
Right here in South Portland.
Yeah. And yeah. we are working on other outlets. For people who are writing books and wondering, okay, how does this happen?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work, first off, from beginning to end to get what you hope is a salient, well-written story.
Right.
And then the self-promotion angle is to try to get the word out about it. I have a web page up at chuckigo.com.
Gee, how'd you come up with that?
I stayed up all night.
Chuck Igo, and that's I-G-O.
I-G-O.com. And so from there, also, it's a case of going around door-to-door to the local booksellers.
Wow.
Once you have a finished product in your hand to see if they would like it, they have to review it. They will either read it thoroughly or at least minimally give it more than a copious skim so that they can determine whether or not it would fit with the product they sell. So,
and, of course, Christmas is always a great time for books.
It's
Christmas
coming.
Season comes yep. earlier and earlier every year. And so I'm sure this will be available for Christmas sales.
Hopefully at a few local, more outlets than where
local,
it is now.
Local author. And of course,
it is on Amazon, too, by the way. You can get it at Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com.
Taken Identity is the title. Chuck Igo is the author. And once you finally get your book published in print, you probably find, as I found, that it's not that your problems are all solved. They just become different problems.
Yeah.
when you're writing the book, you're all your focus is on
where you want to go with the story.
Yeah.
As during the course of it, I was commuting from South Portland to Boston every night. So I had a two-hour, one-way thought process
mm-hmm.
to develop a particular angle, you know, the next chapter of
right.
the story, where
right.
I wanted to go with it. Then when I'd get to settled into my work, I would do my job. It was an overnight radio show.
Right.
Kind of slow at times, so it gave me moments to do research and right. or writing. And then coming back up, I'd, you know, if it was a nice day, I'd sit out on the porch and finally fall off to sleep after having written another chapter if I could.
But. So the book is Taken Identity by Chuck Igo. It is available at bookstores in the greater Portland area. Tomorrow it'll be available. It's available at Borders?
No, at Borders tomorrow afternoon. I should be delivering a small pile over there. And again, folks can ask for it. Many booksellers do the
special order.
Are able to order it print on demand. And
right.
if they do the search for Taken Identity by Chuck Igo, it should come up as an author house book, and it is available online
and
as
I
well.
And I thank you for this copy. It is an impressive-looking book. It's got a great cover, and hopefully it does extremely well.
Hopefully the words inside hold up to the cover.
And that you sell piles of them.
Well, a big enough pile to help with some college costs.
Very good.
So thank you, John.
Thanks, Chuck Igo.